discuss a topic which is Nyanei D'Yoma. Many people want to know, is music prohibited during Svira? If so, what about a cappella? What exactly is the entire status of music during this time? And I guess you can say during the 3 weeks as well, but we'll talk about Svira specifically. We learned last week that in the Rishonim, the only thing that's prohibited in the Rishonim were haircuts and weddings. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what we saw in the Rishonim. The only restrictions that were banned in after the story of Rabbi Akiva's students was haircuts and weddings. Nothing more, nothing less. So the question is, if music is going to be prohibited, where and when did it start, and what are the rules and regulations for it? In order to answer this question, we really have to go to a different question. And this is a shiur, we actually had two parts of this in August of 2017. I just listened to it again on Wayu Torah, where we spoke about, is one allowed to listen to music all year long? Forget Svira, forget the 3 weeks. Is one permitted to listen to all music all year long? And that is a very, very important discussion for tonight's shiur as well. That is a big discussion based on a Gemara in Saita and a Gemara in Gittin that may be that we're not allowed to listen to music at all. Not only now, all year long, we're not allowed to listen to music based on different psukim and navi, and according to most Rishonim, it's because of Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. So the starting point for tonight is, well, can I listen to music on a regular day? And if yes, why should Svira be different? That's really the starting point for tonight's shir. We'll pick up over here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Mitovkov Samach. This is in Hilchas Churban Beis Hamikdash. This is right after the Hilchas of Tisha B'Av, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses all other halachas that are not only relevant for Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks and the 9 days. They go a whole year long. The Shulchan Aruch paskins v'chein gazru. They were geizer shlelenagin b'klishir v'chol minei zemer. You're not allowed to listen to any musical instruments or any types of music, and anything that makes a noise or a sound of an instrument, to enjoy. That is the opinion of the Rambam, which is here the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that all music is not allowed, no, any form or type of music is not allowed. Haggah says the Rambah, this whole prohibition of the Gemara is only someone who's very frequent to hear, listens to music very often. Most people didn't have such easy access to instruments. It's not like today, where you can listen to music all day long, as many of us do, which presents a halachic issue. Back then, only special people got to hear music all the time. You had to be able to hire a band to play for you all the time. So the Rama says the prohibition of music is only for those people that are rogil, or if it's out, a beis hamishta, which most mefarshim learn beis hamishta means a party or a drinking of wine. So then says the Ramah, if it's not either of those two, it is permitted. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say not like that. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say no music at all. V'asr l'shmoya, mean not allowed to listen to music. Why? B'me'ah churban. V'afilu shir b'peh. Even if you're just going to sing, no instruments. Says the Mechaber, al hayayin asiruha. That would be prohibited over wine. Shenem, because says the Pasuk, b'shir, lo yishtu yayin. V'kvar nogu kol Yisrael, and the Midigan Klaisol was, divrei tishbacha, yishe shil shahoydo, v'zikorin chazdei kodesh baruch hu al yayin. But it is permitted if the song is a form of shevach v'hoydo ta kodesh baruch. Says the Ramah, hago, v'chein l'tzarech mitzvah. There's another time where you're allowed to have music that's at a mitzvah. Kigoyin, v'beis chasim v'kalo, hakol shari. All quoting from Tosfos in Gittin. There are those who argue that you're not allowed to have music at any other mitzvah event except for a chasana. However, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that you're allowed to have it at any mitzvah. Rav Moshe even says a suffix is a banquet. When an organization has a banquet to raise money for their organization, is that also a mitzvah? Even though technically there's no mitzvah to go to a banquet for an organization, but by raising money for the organization, you're giving tzedakah, helping grow Torah, or whatever the case may be. So Rav Moshe is misopic about that question. So in those days, clearly they didn't have any other option. There are those that are medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is cutting and pasting from the Rambam. If you look, and again, if we look at it as a Rambam, obviously our antennas would go up to medayik carefully. There's a lot of seemingly extra words in this line over here. V'chein gazur sholinagim b'klishir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmi'i kol sholshir. That seems to be a lot of words that could have been taken out. So there are those who want to say that he's trying to allude to the fact that there might be one day instruments taped, and that's also awesome. Maybe, maybe not. Hard to know. But in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, the times of the Rambam, that's all you had was instruments. So the Shulchan Aruch holds instruments are aser, no matter what, ever, all the time, unless you had a chasana. However, for singing what we call today a cappella. We'll talk more about different types of a cappella, but you know, the old-fashioned a cappella, which is just singing, as long as there's no wine involved, that's mutter. While according to the Ramah, Ashkenazic Jewry holds in the no, as long as you're not ragil, you can listen to music as long as you want, as long as you're not having wine. Now, Bizman Hazeh, one could argue that many people are very ragil in music. Again, in the times of the Ramah, in the 1600s, how ragil could you be? At best case scenario, you played an instrument, or you could hire a band to play for you. But how long are they going to play for you? Today, with technology, you can listen to music literally 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. There's some wonderful, beautiful Jewish apps that they play beautiful Jewish music 24 hours, 6 days a week. They stop right before Shabbos and they start again on Shabbos. That to me sounds ragil. I don't know how. There are people who do it. They listen to music all day long. Those people that are very into music and they enjoy it and they appreciate it, so they could be ragil. Then they're going to have to figure out how they're allowed to listen to music. Forget Svira. They might run into a problem all year long because the heter of the Ramah is only for you, not ragil. So I'm not sure they'll have to listen to the shurim. We spoke about that last year, how to get around it. But for what we need for tonight, it's very clear that if you're a Svardi, according to the Mechaber, you're really not allowed to go to a concert. Yaakov Shwaki has a business, I'm not sure, but according to the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, concerts are awesome. However, if you're an Ashkenazi, you have a little bit more wiggle room. That's the way Shulchan Aruch presents the way we have. But there's one last sheet that we need to mention. The Mishnah Berurah brings a chiddush over here from a Bach. The Bach found a Tshuvas HaRambam. We have the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam. The Bach found a Tshuvas HaRambam. If you look over here in Oisud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach who found the Tshuvas HaRambam, the Paskin, a real big chiddush. In number your gimel says Mishnah number 2, Ubach Paisik Dafilu Bulayin Gam Kenoser. The Bach found the Tshuvas HaRambam that ruled against the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam wrote that singing, even without wine, is Aser. So that takes out the entire Mizamrim business. That whole industry is out, because you're not allowed to sing ever, unless it's for a mitzvah. Okay, so a mitzvah according to the Ramah is a chasana. Usually Mizamrim are hired not just for chasas, they're hired for ofrofs, and they're hired for other events. According to this Bach, you're not allowed to have that. That's a problem. You can't have just regular singing. Forget hiring anyone. If a group of guys want to get around and sing, according to that Bach, it is awesome. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be choshish for this Bach. Although that's not the ruling of the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah mentions this Bach that you have to be choshish, that you're not allowed to sing, or for that matter, listen to a cappella music, even all year long, even not over wine. So that's a discussion, how to get around Shabbos. So they talk about it, right? I was just reminding myself when we did the show last time, we spoke about it. So for Shabbos, they make the argument that it has to be, it's Derech Shevech Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all a version of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really what this mirror really is. You're really praising Hashem. But that's how they deal with it over there. It gets a little tricky. So that's what comes out. So according to the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, so you can, forget Svira. You can never listen to music. According to Yosef Cairo, forget Svira. You can never listen to music because it's always also to listen to instruments. For Ashkenazic Jewry, okay, we can start a discussion. For Ashkenazim, as long as you're not ruggling it, you don't listen to music all the time. So technically it's mutter a whole year. Do we see anything about Svira? No, there is no Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Not in Hilchas Svira, not in Hilchas Weeks, with the Ramah right. But us, Ashkenazim, don't listen to music during Svir. It is not mentioned at all, not in Mechaber, not in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I found that Kapi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Epstein, said, you know why the Shulchan Aruch never writes, you're not allowed to listen to music during Svir? Because it's not negated to him. Because you're never allowed to listen to music according to the Mechaber. So why should he write it? You're not allowed to listen to Svira, and you're not allowed to listen during Chodesh Nisan. You're never allowed to listen to music for the Mechaber. So the Mechaber had no need to write it. So people make a funny diuk. I'll prove to you you're allowed to listen to music during Svira, because the Mechaber never prohibited it. It's so not a raya. I'll tell you where the Mechaber prohibited it. He prohibited it in Tavkuf Samach. That's where he prohibited it. And if once it's prohibited, it goes all year long, all the time. So the Mechaber didn't need to rewrite it in Hilchas Svira. So there's absolutely no raya. And this is the aura of the Kapi Aaron. It's a very good aura. There is no raya from the fact that the Mechaber never mentions that it's prohibited.
So what's the reason behind this whole prohibition?
So this prohibition, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is avelus over the Beis HaMikdash. Since we lost the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we have to live with avelus all the time, and there are other aveluses that we keep a whole year long all the time. I think we also discussed that in previous shurim. We talked about leaving off an amma in your house and maybe breaking a glass at a chasana. There's a lot of other things that we do all the time. So this is one of them, according to the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Mi'iri that has a different shot. The Mi'iri learns based on the Gemara in Saita that the ban of music started once Sanhedrin was nisbatel. Sanhedrin was nisbatel before the Churban. about 10 years before. And the way the Me'iri says it was that once Sanhedrin wasn't active, so then we were nervous what listening to music can happen. It can lead us into bad things. But nothing to do per se with the Chorban. It happened before the Chorban. But here the Shulchan Aruch is going with the Rambam, which is the way most Rishonim learn, is that it's a direct correlation to the Chorban.
Even the Mechaber and the Rambam, even the Tzorach Mitzvah?
So the Mechaber...
You don't have a
Hefter. So the Mitzvah would be Mutter, but you're not allowed to make Chasanas during Sfira. Anyways, so the Mechaber... Right, so that the assumption is Mechaber agrees that you can make for Chasanas also. We'll see later on that the Svardim have a minute to play music at Brisim. It's apparently a popular thing. So we'll see, what about them if they're going to make a Bris during Sfira these times, are they allowed to as well listen to music? Yeah.
Is it possible that as man is there, since the advent of technology and music so common, that the simcha that one gets from it is less than back times when you had to have it was only...
Again, one can make such an argument. It's similar to what we spoke about last week. Can one argue that because we shave so frequently, so now it's like the other way. We can't go without it. So if Chazal would live today... I happen to agree with you. I think if Chazal lived today and they saw technology, they wouldn't ban it. Because for so many people, music is part and parcel of their life. You know, it would be like one of those... EF Shalom Ridba. So, right. So there are those who suggested this. I found, again, listening to the shiurim from last year, I found such a chiddush from one of the rabbonim in Yafo who came up with this chiddush that it's a gzeir sheyef shalom idbo. Again, maybe not. I have no proof from it in the Rishonim. But that would be if they were living now. Once they put it, it's on the books, now we kind of have to work with it. So that's the way we have it. So again, if you justify music all year long, so you can justify it during Svira also. There's no reason to think Svira, the rules are changed. Because again, there is no Mechaber, there is no Ramah, there's none of the early Paiskim who mentioned that there's a ban on music. All we talked about was haircuts, and their shaving, and weddings. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein in a couple of tshuvas. This is his most famous tshuva, because this is where the tshuva Ramosha talks about music directly. And Ramosha writes the following, number 3. He writes, Avovade meharoi lebal nefesh lahachmik kaharamam b'tshuvasei v'habach pasal kavasei. Says Ramosha, although the Ramah permits music, as long as it's not rogel, Ramosha thinks a bal nefesh, again, I don't know what Ramosha meant by bal nefesh, those words come up in quite a few of Ramosha's tshuvas where he talks about different things. Chol of Stam, it comes up every once in a while where Ramosha says, a bal nefesh, I don't know how to define that. A Baal Nefesh should be machmir for the Rambam in a tshuva. Which means if you're a real Baal Nefesh, according to Moshe, you should never listen to singing, nor should you ever sing. Singing is included in what the Bach asked. Ubezamra demona, also b'chomak, but instruments, that's also all the time. Shekein savah Rambam v'machabek, that's what the Machaber said. Instruments are for sure out. According to the Rambam in a tshuva, not only are you not allowed to listen to instruments, you're not even allowed to sing. A bigger chum. We mentioned in that shir, you go back and listen, that Rav Moshe had a very creative way of learning the Machlokes Rishonim in the Gemara and Gittin. Not for now. Zez Rav Moshe l'chein. Avshar Ramah savi shepligu mativin shaloi bebeis mishnah. Even though the Ramah clearly writes that as long as it's not at a party and you're not rogel, yesh lahachmir, Rav Moshe thinks you should be machmir. So Rav Moshe doesn't think it's so right that we should be listening to music all the time. Maybe we should be machmir. Then we'll do a mitzvah, mashma, then it's okay. Vayidei ha-radio. So now Ramosha says, I just told you that listening to music from instruments are also. What about a radio? Not live music. Says Ramosha, im nishma zamra de puma mutter. If what you're hearing over the radio is what we call a cappella, so then it's the same thing as singing, which we're technically a matter, unless you want to be machmir for the Bach. Then bekli zamer also. So Ramosha clearly knocked out the possibility that taped music versus live music makes a difference. Ramosha says it's the same thing. Then Ramosha says, "Ubi me svira yesh la'aser b'zamer demona afla matirin." Oh, this is where it comes from. A one line in the Tshuva in Ramosha. Ramosha said, although I just got finished telling everyone that you have a machloikis rishayim what to do with music, and I told you that I think everyone should be machmir and not listen to musical instruments, but I know you could be samech on the Ramah, be me svira, don't be. So this is the first reason in halacha to why the minhag today is not to listen to music is based on this tshuva from Ramosha. What Ramosha is really saying is that the whole year we probably shouldn't be listening to music because many rishonim hold it's not right. But for most of the year we're makel like the Ramah. However, says Ramosha, during Sfira, try to push yourself to go, not a Chumrah, go what he thinks we should all be doing all year long. It's just that the whole year, it's too hard. So once a year, you may Sfira, and twice a year, during 3 weeks, we go to what Rav Moshe thought is the more proper way of doing things. So according to this pshat, the Isser for music is nothing to do with anything else besides that it should really be us for a whole year. So twice a year, when we're in a status of Avelis, we basically push ourselves. That's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein understood the prohibition. Right. So Ramesh is saying is that a whole year we have Avelis of the Beis Hamikdash. During this time we have, we'll call it a double Avelis. We have the whole year Avelis, and on top of that we have Rav Akiva. And during the 3 weeks we have, on top of that, it's in the season. So Ramesh thought that it's more proper to push yourself during this time. That's the way Ramesh, in not so many words, relays to us why music is Asr. According to this, music is Asr is just because it should also be a whole year, and we're Mekel, now we're not Mekel. Which means Lefizeh, if you want to know what type of music is Asr, so you follow Rav Moshe's rules. According to Rav Moshe's rules, taped music is Asr, live music is Asr, all music is Asr, because that's the way Rav Moshe understood the prohibition. Interestingly enough, in the Sefer Mesoris Moshe, which is a Sefer written by one of Rav Moshe's, I think it was a grandson-in-law, by one of the Tendlers, so he writes over here in the Sefer Mesoris Moshe, he writes, V'az hoisef rabbeinu, shebechlau en yedeya em yesh isem yuchel shlo tzachek b'kli zemer. He wasn't sure, Moshe wasn't sure if there's really a prohibition not to play with musical instruments, b'mei svira. Du'ulai rak b'gimul shvus yesh iser noisef. Moshe thought maybe it was only during the 3 weeks, because that's really when we're experiencing the same avelis. Moshe thought that why is Sfira any different? So the Avelis of Tamid Rabakiva, so why is there any different than the Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash? The Heterim Sheesh B'chol HaShonu L'chor Yesh B'mei HaSfira Gamken. Now, Moshe wrote in the Tshuva that you should be asked B'mei HaSfira. So I'm not really sure what he's referring to over here, where Moshe wasn't sure. Moshe wrote in the Tshuva that he thinks that during Sfira you should be Machmer. So I guess what Moshe meant was he wasn't sure what the Velt did. I'm not clear what Moshe's suffix over here was. Whether or not the Velt views it this way, Moshe writes clearly in the Tshuva, B'mei Sfira Yesh La'aser. Unless Yesh La'aser doesn't mean that's what everyone does. He thinks in theory it should be that way. Apparently Moshe himself was mesupik about is Yemei HaSfira any different? And I can hear such an argument. Because again, what's so different? It's Avelis, but the whole year we're in Avelis, and yet we're not Machmer, so why all of a sudden now? So that's supposedly what Rav Moshe said. Zamer the Mon is instrument. Zamer the Puma. Zamer the Puma means from the mouth. So now Rav Moshe has another tshuva in Igus Moshe Chelik Dalet Norachayim, where he writes, Ubedover Lashmai Muzika Bimei Sfira Bimei Ben Amitzarim. With regard to listening to music during Sfira and Me'atzarim, he nekas avdi b'tshuva, says Rav Moshe. I already wrote a tshuva. She'arachti b'issa zamer b'zman hazeh b'seif ha'tshuva, b'mei Sfira yesh la'asa b'zamer d'mona, afla matir. And I wrote in that tshuva that I think during Sfira, you shouldn't listen to music. U'pashut, shehu adin she'asar af b'mei ben amitzarim. So here Rav Moshe says, it's even ben amitzarim. Again, we would have thought the other way around. We would have thought Bein HaMitzarim is more logical to be Aser, because that's when you're really focusing on the Avelis. But Rav Moshe puts the two together. Says Rav Moshe, and this is very relevant for children, says Rav Moshe, a child that reaches chinuch should also not listen to music. Since it's Avelis the Rabbim, we're always more machmir. Rav Moshe rules that if someone is a rei hegiel chinuch, again, when we talked about this in the halachas of 3 weeks, 9 days, hegiel chinuch is really subjective. It depends on how smart the child is, how much the kid chaps. I don't know, my 4-year-old came home from school and he told me that he understood the whole thing, Bakiva. So I tell him he should try not to listen to the music until he gets bored of that cappella stuff, then he listens to what he wants to listen to. Fine. I think that's not the part of my job to make the kid go crazy in the car. Shehegir l'chinuch means he's able to understand and comprehend and deal with the restrictions that come along with it. So most of the time we're talking about a kid at the age of 9 or 10 really shouldn't be listening to music. We'll talk at the end of the year some of the heterim that do exist. But Rav Moshe holds that this is something we should really be pushing to kids that are hegir l'chinuch. Children that are shaloi hegir l'chinuch, you should not do that. If you have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old who has no idea what you're talking about and they just want to listen to the music, I don't think it's correct to restrict them from the music. But according to Rav Moshe, the restriction of music is an extension of Avelis, extension of Avelis. It applies to Ketanim Higil L'chinuch as well. So this is one way of looking at the entire Isser of music. If you're going to use that microscope, so then you have to work with the rules that we have for the Isser of music all year long. Rav Avadya Yosef is of the same opinion. But Rav Avadya Yosef has a little bit of a problem. We just read the Shulchan Aruch holds you not listen to music at all. So our question was, how does any Sephardi ever listen to a tape or recording or anything? So Rav Avadya Yosef says that he has a svek svek. Suffolk number one is maybe we don't pass like the Rambam. Maybe we pass like the Rambam. Suffolk number two, maybe taped music is different than live music. Again, this still won't justify how Yaakov Shweki can make a concert, but it'll at least explain how you can buy a CD. So Rebbe Vadya happened to have ruled in Yichav Adas that Svarim are allowed to listen to CDs and they're allowed to listen to taped music. Different, but the same idea. He thinks there's what to be makel on, but he thinks the same idea. So he writes over here.
The radio, right.
He has at least a suffix about it, that radio is more makel. Because we'll see later on, there's an opinion of Rebbe Yaakov Breish that radio is different than live music. Rebbe Moshe seemed to disregard that. Rebbe Vadya is talking the whole year. So then here in Yakut Yosef, they repeat what Rebbe Vadya holds. In number six, V'afa noegim l'shma yeshira im klishir derech ha-radio kadayma. Although I paskind that you could be makel to listen to music not live, yesh lahachme b'zeh b'mei ha-svira, says Rebbe Vadya, but not during svira, adjoim l'amadam lo'imer. So this is the same idea as Rav Moshe, that although we come up with fancy attain to justify music all year long, this is not the time to come up with those Ethereum, and therefore it goes back to the real law, which means you should not be listening to music because of the Aveils. So which I guess you can clear it in a little bit of a lomnish way. MK, so if I'm not listening to music today, is it really because of the Aveils of Rav Akiva? Or is the Aveils of Talmid Rabbi Akiva gets me to go back to the Aveils on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? That's, I guess, a lomnish discussion, not negate too much, but it's an interesting way of looking at it, which means this time of the year is a time to really focus on other Aveils, and then we push ourselves to be more machmir than we are the rest of the year. However, writes Rav Avadjo, Mikomakim, Besimcha's mitzvah hanasis bismanoi biyam meila, if you have a simcha that takes place during these days, can go in milo opinion abenu kudayma, mutu lishma yeshiri kodesh amalavim beklin gina, vechem mechol simcha's mitzvah. That's not a problem. Again, most Ashkenazim don't have music opinion abenu bris, as far as I understand they do. So therefore, according to Rav Avadjo, that's permitted as well, because all mitzvahs are mut. So that's that idea of how to understand the Isra of music during Svira, according to both of Moshe and Rebbe Vadya, it's really coming from an Isra of all year long. I put over here in 5b, also in the Seris Moshe, where he writes, Pam Omer Rabbeinu. Rebbe Moshe once said, She'en yudeim lahachshiv tape a recorder, she'yesh aleim hazemer shal klizemer, k'moy klizemer. Rebbe Moshe once said he wasn't sure how to view taped music. Now, in that tshuva that we have, he was pretty clear about it, so I'm not sure when this was written. So he writes, "Ulay dechas lemachashiva shel klizemer." Maybe it's missing the... It's not the same. We all know taped music is not nearly the same as live. Today they can make it even better. Berogel, so he writes, "Kerogel Rabbeinu ha'yotoyin shekein yesh lemachashivas, demaklitu aleim shed depume," says Ramesh, because if taped music was like a cappella, nechshav kished depume. So that's what we know from Rav Moshe. But apparently Rav Moshe himself at one point was Mesopic, but we have the tshuva where Rav Moshe ruled that it's not like that. So Rav Moshe's opinion was very clear that taped music is the same as live music, so that's not going to make a difference. So if you want to listen to music all year long and during Svira, so the question is, taped music versus live music, no such heter. Where does this heter come from, taped versus live? So it comes from Rabbi Yaakov Breish. Rabbi Yaakov Breish was a big paisik. Rabbi Yaakov Breish was from a Belza family. His father was a Belza chassid, and he was a rav in Germany right before the war. And he saw what was going to take place in Germany, and he left. He fled, and he went to Switzerland. And he ended up surviving the war with his entire family, and he stayed in Switzerland until he died in 1976, and he was saved from the whole Holocaust. He left, but he wasn't a Yeki by birth. He was just, he got a shteller in Germany, and he left right before the war. So he wrote a sefer called Chelkis Yaakov. He was a very big poisik. He was, he wrote a lot of tshuvas, and one of his tshuvas, he comes up with this chiddush, that he thinks taped music, or what we call non-live music, is mutter. Why? So Rav Moshe was discussing the possibility of it being mutter because it just doesn't give you the same simcha. He comes up with, we'll call it maybe a more lomdishes twist. He writes, "V'yesh oit svari gedoy lahater, kiven the b'shas hagzera la'esra zamra mitamavelos lo'haya adayin ha'radio lo'chal hagzera al radio." He says you got to go by the letter of the law. What was included and what wasn't included. What they included was what they had. What they only had was live music. They didn't have taped. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Breish, taped music wasn't included in this. So Rabbi Yaakov Breish asks himself, one second, they also didn't have electric guitars when they asked this. They also didn't have a lot of the instruments we have today. They probably had very few instruments in the times that we showed them. How many instruments could they possibly have had? They had not nearly what we have today, so you can tell me all that's mutter? So he says, no. He says, because that was a ban on instruments. So anything that's called an instrument, although it wasn't around in the time of the Gzeira, was under the banner of instruments. But there was no banner called assering, CDs. They didn't asser CDs, they assered, musical instruments. A CD is not a musical instrument. Obviously, if you break it down, you say, no, They asur the hanoah that one gets from music. That obviously is the counter argument to Yaakov Breish's argument. But Yaakov Breish's argument is no. It wasn't around, it wasn't included, it's not prohibited. That was... Yeah, that's always the argument. We don't always take... I guess so. I guess that's what he's saying, Mechan. I still don't know how he makes the concerts, but at least that it could justify. So Vajja uses this Rabbi Yaakov Breish to build what he calls a Svek Svek. Suffolk, maybe the Mechaber is not right, and we pass him like the Ramah. Suffolk, maybe Rabbi Yaakov Breish is right. So therefore, Rabbi Vajja writes in the Chavadas, Svarim can listen to non-live music. Again, this wasn't... Rabbi Moshe clearly didn't assume like this Rabbi Yaakov Breish. And Rabbi Belsky, who's a Talmud of Rav Moshe, didn't buy into Rabbi Yaakov Breish's assumption either. He writes over number 8, Muzikia Mukletas. Yesha writes a Mahatur ima Muziki Hirak al Kletas, that those who want to justify it, because it's recorded. Ki einenu shemei al Muziki Chai, it's not live music. Aval ein roi lasas chilukim elu. It says Rabbi Belsky, I don't hear such differences. Ki ein svar lechalik rak begalal shabadaris hakoidim lo yilam kletas. The only reason why you'd make such differences is because they didn't have it. Of course, they couldn't ban what they didn't have. So Yaakov Breish says, oh, that's the answer. They didn't ban it. Says Rabbi Belsky, that's not a raya. If they would have, they would have. Right? That's like Rav Moshe's other tshuva, which we spoke about once before. Rav Moshe held as it was pasha to him, if they would have had Shabbos clocks in the times of Chazal, they would have asked it under Amir Lenoch. It's Rav Moshe Paskins, one of Rav Moshe's famous pshat. So lucky for us, they didn't. Same thing with the potatoes and Pesach. If they would have had potatoes, they would have also been also on the kidneys. So Baruch Hashem, they didn't have potatoes either. So sometimes the Baruch Hu gives us gifts by not giving us certain things until later generations. So because I'm a musahaska for the sugya. But says Rav Belsky, you know, nothing doing. It's the exact same thing, taped and live, they're all the same. Now, he goes on, he says, "Ubepoiskim loichilku ben shmiya shir al yedeklitas leklisher chai, ki akotas atzma hi klisher." Zu oisim muzika, the ancient chiluk. He thinks there's no difference. The maschil and masses chilukim kelev. If you start making these differentiations, I raise maybe the shmaya leklotas hayoisim guruos mizek ends up listening to things that are a lot worse. So he doesn't see such a svara to be mechalik. So the assumption is not like this Rabbi Yaakov Breish. But again, if you assume like Rabbi Yaakov Breish, so then you should feel very comfortable during svira listening to taped music. Well, why not? Taped music is not really usher, so you should. Again, I'm not saying Rav Moshe clearly disagreed, but Rabbi Yaakov Breish, who was a Chal HaShavi, he clearly was matir non-live music during Svira, and for that matter, all year long. Now, it could be, if you asked Rabbi Yaakov Breish, he would tell you during Svira you should push yourself. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But according to his tshuva, it would be matir. So that's the other thought process, that the reason that tape music should be different than live music, Rav Moshe seems to reject. According to everything we said till now, good old-fashioned a cappella, which you can still get, good old-fashioned a cappella with a bunch of guys sitting around singing, should be mutter according to everyone, except the Mishnah Brura being choshish for the Bach and the Tshuva Saramba. That, if you want to buy that you should feel very comfortable listening to good old-fashioned a cappella. I found over here from a Chut Shani, with Nissen Karelitz, the Chazanish's nephew, in number 9 he writes, tape, HaMashmiya Shira Bepeh, a tape that has a cappella, Kevin Shazem Mitoich tape, Dina Kekliva Asa. Since it's on a tape, it's on an instrument, it becomes a musical instrument. I don't know, I don't exactly understand it. I don't think the other Echreidim agreed with this, but this is another Chiddush. According to Nissen Karelitz, you can't even listen to a cappella, because that becomes, when the Gemara said you can listen to Shir Bepume, that meant live a cappella. But taped a cappella, and I'm assuming he would agree that the computerized a cappella, that's no different than instruments. Debatable. You can argue that, but I think Nissen Karelitz will tell you can. He's saying that a taped, you know, a cappella was when people would sit around and sing. But when you put it on a formed, you know, music and you make it nice and you set it up well, that already becomes too much simcha. According to him, right, you'd be able to listen to live people singing, but not live people, not people on a tape. That's what he says. Now, there is some room to understand this. You know, when you put something on a CD and you sell it, you make sure everything sounds perfect, you redo it, you play around with it. When a bunch of guys get together in a room and sing, you know, it's like a pickup game. It's whatever it is. No one's... That's what he comes out. Again, this is not the assumption of most of the Gedolei Achronim. So according to him, you can't even buy the acapella CDs, while according to everyone else, the acapella CDs are okay. The Minchas Yitzchak comes up with even a bigger chiddush. He writes, someone asked him, "You want to make a not a sudas mitzvah? You want to make a party, a birthday party, anniversary party during Svira? Below rekudim u'machalos, you're not going to dance, but you're going to have music. Is that permitted?" So his answer was, Hine ein suffik, the haminik shleilis anig, because emi meisvira v'godul kayach haminik. He says, it's already now a minog not to listen to music, and if you breach a minog, you're even a seder raisa. Says the Menachas Yitzchak, back to that old Chassam Sefer, where the Chassam Sefer writes that a minog is binding like a neder, and if a person breaches a minog, he's breaching a neder, which is in a seder raisa. Rav Shechter has said many times that he finds this Chassam Sefer very hard to believe, that that's really true. So he always says that the Chassam Sefer wrote that to be able to fight the Haskalah. Because the Haskalah was always saying that these Minhagim are so outdated, they don't count, they don't matter. So the Chassam Sefer was defending that by saying, no, Minhagim are real, they're very serious, take them seriously. But he never really meant that you're mamish over in Isser Nedeh if you break a minug. If a person were to eat gebrokst when he's not supposed to, you tell me he's over in Isser the Reis of Nedeh. Rav Shechter doesn't think that's the Kavon of the Chassam Sefer. But that's what everyone calls this famous Chassam Sefer, that if you break a minug, you're over in Isser the Reis. So the Minhag Yitzchak is going so far to say, and he's probably right. You stop anyone on the street and ask them, are you allowed to listen to music during Sphere? The answer is, of course not. But then you ask them, what about the whole year? And they're like, of course, yes. Now that, of course, yes, is not really so pashut, nor is the of course not of Sphere either so pashut, but that's at least perception of people, is that during Sphere you're not listening to music, therefore says Dying Weiss, it becomes a minig, it's us. Rav Moshe wasn't so sure. We mentioned earlier, Rav Moshe wasn't so sure if it was included in the 3 weeks, but in Sphere, but that seems to be so the first camp of thought is that there's nothing really special about Sphere, it's just that Sphere we're more machmir than we are the rest of the year. I put down one more source from Rav Moshe and the Sefer Mesorah Moshe because I got this shayla earlier this week. Mi shalomid be college. I have a talmidim of mine in the morning who go to Queens College in the afternoon, and someone told me, one of my talmidim told me they're taking a music class. So Rav Moshe was asked the same question. Mi shalomid be college, kor shel muzikya, im tzarech lesraga b'toichi mei svira, oy lishmai l'kli zemr. So what are your choices? You either skip the class, or go to the class and have to listen to the music. Vim loy kach yase. What happens if you skip? You have to call a course. You're going to lose the whole course. So says Rav Moshe, "Oz nechshav kedaver avru muter." Vimloy, let's say not. Ein kach lasis. Rav Moshe thinks you probably shouldn't go to the class. Vimzed daver avid. So if utaki be daver avid, says muter even during the 9 days. So when my Talmud came to me and I said, "What type of, what's the background?" He told me it's not enjoyable whatsoever. I don't like the music. So I thought that's the answer. The answer is it's muter because it's not enjoyment. I don't know how this person phrased it to Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe seems to think it is aser unless it's going to be a daver avid. All this, the way my Talmud told me, he said, "No, this is not enjoyable whatsoever. It's work. It's not pleasure." So I thought it was muter without a question. Rav Moshe seemed to be a little bit more hesitant because he thought there might be an element of enjoy. That's the first reason to why music is awesome. There's another pshat out there to why music is awesome, and that comes from a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham number 12 writes in Hilchas Sfira, he's talking about the Mechaber who says we don't make weddings during Sfira. V'nirli, the mutar lasayis ba'oisei pam sudas erison. You are allowed to make erison. You're allowed to give an isha a ring, make her an arusa, but no nisun. Says the Magen Avraham, avo lasayis rikudin u'mecholoi shel rishos. But if you're going to have a rikud u'mechalois, which we'll see in a second, which Zalman explains to mean two different forms of dancing, shel rishus, based on no mitzvah, no gula aser, the minig is to prohibit it. So the first mention we see of anything is not of music, it's of the Magen Avraham describing dancing. Dancing, writes the Magen Avraham, if it's of rishus, no mitzvah involvement, is aser. V'nirli da'af mish aser shiduchim, says Rama, I think even if you make shidduchim, also lasis v'kudu mechalois, you're not allowed to have dancing. So this comes up very often. People who make varts during Sfira, so you're not allowed, everyone knows, you're not allowed to have live music. Okay, probably correct, but you're not allowed to have dancing either. Because it's not a rikud shel mitzvah. A vart is not a mitzvah, as we spoke about many times here. A vart's not a mitzvah, l'chaim is not a mitzvah, it's not erison. It's Jewish, it's engagement with absolutely no halachic ramifications whatsoever, besides for maybe, other issues of breaking an engagement, but there's no halachic status of issues. So there's no reason to justify dancing at a l'chaim or a vart. So everyone knows you're not allowed to have music at the vart, but the dancing thing no one knows about. So which is really lehepach. One could argue, maybe you could have the music, just without the dancing. So this Magen Avraham is the first to introduce us to the possibility of dancing. What is Rikud u'mechalis? So number 13, Reb Shlomo Zalman clarifies, Rikud hu gam im echad o shnayim roitim. That's one or two people dancing. U'mechal hainu rikud anashim. A mechal is a circle. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that means many people dancing. Hainu rabim yachad aydei sivuv. Going around in a circle. So that's all out. Fine. So I'm not allowed to dance during Sfira, I can live with that. But that doesn't mean I can't listen to music. Where does this lead me to music? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, number 14, He goes through the same thing about making weddings, and he says, you're allowed to make a wedding. If you're going to have an Erison, you're going to put a ring on a girl's finger, you can't dance. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're not allowed to dance, you're definitely not allowed to have instruments. So this is where many people start the discussion about instruments, is from this Aruch HaShulchan. Means not to the late 1800s did anyone ever make an argument that you're not allowed to listen to music during Sfira. Where is the Aruch HaShulchan coming from? He's coming from dancing. If the Magen Avraham prohibits dancing, definitely he would or should prohibit music. That's the lumdus of the Aruch HaShulchan. So Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to have worked with this idea, that the Isser of music is somehow connected to the Isser of dancing. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yesh le'mone b'yom le'ela mikol shira hamo'oireres l'rikud u'mechol. Reb Shlomo Zalman understood that the prohibition of music is not its own prohibition. It's a prohibited because it leads to dancing. So therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if you can listen to music that does not lead you to dancing, that should be mutter. Avo shira hamirei memes es ha'odom, it gives you his iris. Ach ene mivia l'rikur mechol. Listen to slow songs of that type of music, it doesn't make you want to get up and dance. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, mutter. Because again, Reb Shlomo Zalman's lumdus is connecting it to the Magen Avraham. That there's no intrinsic prohibition of listening to music. The whole prohibition is because we're worried about dancing. So if music leads you to dancing, then it's awesome. So many people ask me, so if I'm driving in my car, I'm not going to get up and start dancing in my car. That's dangerous. So the answer to that is you're right. It's that type of music. That upbeat, simcha dikin music is what they answer. But music that never creates such a upbeat attitude is not included in the prohibition. That seems to be what Reb Shlomo Zalman ruled.
We have any basis to say that from the time of when the Chazal first ushered music after the Churban, anything to do with dancing?
It doesn't. The music of the Churban is not connected to this. According to the Magen Avraham, and we'll call this Reb Shlomo Zalman's pshat, the prohibition of music during Sfira is a new prohibition, really piggybacking off the prohibition of dancing. It's not really a music thing. It's really a dancing thing. Dancing is also actually during the 3 weeks, and it's also during Sfira. That the Magen Avraham writes it in both places. So according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not really a music thing. It's a prohibition of dancing. Anything that can lead you to dancing is asr. But according to this pshat, dancing itself is for sure asr. That's so many people lose sight on. If you just want to start having just break down the dance in the middle of your living room with, you know, you or with other people, that's for sure asr. While listening to a CD might be mutter. Strange as that sounds.
Don't they have the connection of dancing to Shabbos?
We do have such a thing, right? We have such a connection that we're afraid that's the Isser for dancing on Shabbos. Because it was always associated with music. And whenever there's music, there's always a chash, shamisak, and klishir. That's the way it works like that in the Gemara and Be'er, correct?
Is a person allowed to play on the piano like for personal enjoyment?
So that was the discussion in later Achrayim. So the Maram Shik, as far as I know, was one of the first Achrayim to deal with this question. The Maram Shik was discussing someone who was an Avelus, and he wanted to teach. He was talking about teaching to play an instrument. But everyone knows that an Avel is not allowed to listen to music. Where does that one come from? That's even better. Where does that come from? So the Maram Shik writes in the Tshuva that comes from a Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that someone doing Avelus is not supposed to have Simcha. So everyone assumes that music is an offshoot of that. That's what the Ram Shek himself writes. So if you're going to play music by yourself, is also a form of simcha. So that's what they all talk about. Let's say I'm teaching music, or I'm learning how to play music. So some people say teaching music, that's just a pain. That's work, not enjoyable. Learning is even worse. To learn how to play an instrument is definitely not enjoyable. But if you're going to just sit down and have a private jam session with yourself, that is also, yeah. That would be us, or according to, as far as we know, that, or according to all these opinions, that would be us. I guess if you're willing to accept Reb Shlomo Zalman's idea and you'd be playing slow music, then yes. If you're willing to accept Reb Shlomo Zalman's idea that it comes from dancing and you're playing only slow songs, then yes. According to Reb Moshe, I would say no. According to Reb Moshe, not, but according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it would be mutter. So now it gets even better. Because according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to listen to all slow songs. So if I was someone who wrote music and produced CDs, I would come out with all the best slow songs. Forget a cappella. I'd come out with all the best slow songs and sell it and put under it, endorsed by Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, because according to him, this is mutter. Right? That you don't find. Even the a cappella stuff, they don't have instruments. But according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can listen to all the nice, slow songs that we have in Klal Yisrael's history, all the beautiful, slow negunim that I'm over you. You should put out a whole CD of that, sell it during Sfira, you make a lot of money. But why does no one do that? Reb Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to. So on the footnote, Reb Shlomo Zalman clarifies. He writes, V'chein shmias pirkei chazonis, V'neginas klasios. Let's say you want to listen to chazanis. Now, I'm not a big fan of chazanis, but there are those who love it. So according to Yerushalmi Zalman, it's mutter. No one ever wants to get up and start dancing when they hear chazanis. Yesh lahater, classical music. Says Yerushalmi Zalman, it's mutter. However, if you just quickly look over on number 17, he says, U'mikol makom ha'yitzv rabbeinu de'ein lina yehete b'zeh b'shufi. Don't go crazy with this. Don't go around saying, oh, Yerushalmi Zalman say, I'll listen to slow music. Because Lamaisa, there is this underlining theme of cutting back on enjoyment. Which means if a person needs to listen to music, he needs it. So then, I think what Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying is what we call hakala kal tchila. When you have to be making, you try to go the easiest or the smallest amount of transgression. So here also, if you're going to listen to music, better to listen to slow songs. Does that mean slow songs are mutter? Not really, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, but it's better to listen to upbeat, fast songs. And he said that's what he pamahir lahat negina bekli bebeis chalones kli lechazik rucha, to help people get inspired. They permitted music. Now, there's tshuvas from achreinim that permitted listening to music to boost someone's attitude. There were people that were really depressed. These are achreinim, ready earlier achreinim, 1800s, where people that were really borderline clinically depressed, and music wasn't to make them happy; it was to make them regulated. They listened to music not to make them happy. You know, there's normal, to make them be able to deal with the day. That's not happiness. That's just being able to deal with the day in and day out. So those achreinim were mati music because that's not simcha. That's just to regulate. So many achreinim use that here also. They say if someone's really depressed and their mamish, you know, every day is a battle, so they're allowed to listen to music during shiur. Rabbi Belsky talk about paskins like that in a tshuva. If you have a person who's at that point, that he really needs the music to really just to regulate him, that it's mutter. Rabbi Eliashiv is quoted as saying that if a person decided to quit smoking during Sfira, I guess he was this Ayur over Pesach, and he needs the music just to help him fight the withdrawal. Rabbi Eliashiv said, nope, no heter. Which seems to be a little contradictory to what we're saying now. We're saying now, if you're just doing it to regulate you, I mean, he's not doing it to make him happy. He's doing it from getting him to crawl the walls about not being able to have a cigarette. Rabbi Eliashiv said, no, we're not matter one thing for another. You know, I'm happy to hear he's trying to get over a bad habit, but I'm not matter. But most achreinim hold, if a person's really at a point where music is making them just functioning, then music is mutter. But for many people to say that, you know, if I don't listen to music, I'm losing it, I don't think most of us have that habit, but there are people. There are people that need it, and 100%, if they need the music just to get through the day, then according to everyone, it would be mutter. The Leket Yoisha quotes from the Trumas HaDeshen, that the Trumas HaDeshen had a real chumrah. He would not sing Eliyahu HaNavi on Matzah Shabbos. He wouldn't sing it. So I was like, what's wrong with singing it? We didn't see that anyone has an isser of singing during Sfira, unless you hold, like the Tshuvas HaRambam, like the Bach. And you hold Sfira as like all year long, so you're not allowed to sing. So maybe the Trumas HaDeshen held like that. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman comes to the defense, and he says over number 16, he says, Ef shesho, you know, hagim l'sheira b'nigun sh'ma'iru l'viku v'simcha. Maybe their Eliyahu HaNavi wasn't like a slow, it was an exciting beat, which can lead one to Rikud Umuchal, which means Lefizeh, there's reason to think you wouldn't be allowed to have a singing session if it's fast songs. Because when you have a singing session of fast songs, the next thing you know, people get up and dance. So which means, according to this, there's a new chumru you have, that you're not allowed to sing fast songs during Sfira. Now, I found, in number 20, that the stipler is quoted as, Sha'alti es Ma'ivir Rebbe, someone asked the stipler, Mutal Lishibi Me'as Sfira. Can you sing during Sfira? V'oinali, and the stipler answered, Shlein nimtza iser rak b'chatzoytzreis oy kli negina oyser. Said the stipler, there's no such iser. The iser is only instruments. However, sipu le'agonim chayim k'nefsky shlita, shebebeisam otzer aviv. If Chaim Kreski said, but he was growing up in the stipler's house, his father didn't let him sing during Sfira. So l'shir rak b'metzir rak b'shabbos. What's the pshat? So it could be the stipler was koshish for the Bach with the Tshuvas HaRambam. So that's why Taka didn't let him even sing. But I think most of us assume that singing is mutter during Sfira. Now, many people were mekadosh to Levana last month of Shabbos. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, and Achuz Kishvan, he's supposed to dance. Oh, what about that dancing? So Shmuel Kamenetsky writes in number 24, he says, V'ayim imayiv Rebbe Shlita, Rikudim sh'oysen acha kiddush Levana, sh'niska b'Ramah, mutter b'me'a Sfira. Chodah, she'en Rikudim u'mucholish mamish. That's not really lively dancing. V'ayidav, ki Rikudim shal mitzvah. That's also very debatable. Rikudim shal mitzvah means that the dancing itself is a mitzvah. Moshal, at a chasana, the dancing is a mitzvah. Again, Rav Avadya says not like that. Rav Avadya says dancing at a bris is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give the kid a bris milah. The dancing is just enhances it. The mitzvah is to be mekadesh levana. You know, the dancing is just a show of some form of chavivas. But he thinks it's mutter, and that's what I think most shuls do today. Now, according to this pshat, and according to really all the pshatim, we're running out of time over here, I just want to make this very clear. The rule of thumb with listening to music during sfir is, why am I listening to the music? If I'm listening to the music for enjoyment and pleasure, it shouldn't be done. If I'm doing it for another reason, for example, I'm driving a long trip in the car, and I'm trying not to fall asleep. I'm trying to stay focused, and I'm listening to the music. Again, this is to regulate me. It's not to make me happy. This is to make me a functioning driver, then it's mutter. Or let's say this is always a shaila everyone asks about working out. Working out. So why do people listen to music when they work out? So most of them tell you, I do it to take my mind off of the workout, so this way I'm not focusing on it. So if that's true, I don't work as much as I should, I have no idea. But if that's true, so then it's mutter. If you're not listening to music to make you happy, you're doing it to take your mind off of the workout, so it's not usr. The whole yisoyde isr is when the music is functioning to make you happy. So I found the tshuva from the Dvar Yeshua. Dvar Yeshua happens to be an interesting Yeshua Ehrenberg. He was a Talmud of Rav Meir Arik in Hungary, and somehow, someway, he found his way to Poland, and he ended up being survived. He survived the Holocaust by getting on Rudolf Kastner's train. I don't know how he got himself to Hungary, because that train was to save Hungarian Jews. So he was on the train, and he was saved, and he ended up becoming the chief rabbi. He was the Av Beis Din in Yafo later on. So the other famous person that was on that train, everyone knows, was the Satmar Rebbe. Everyone knows the Satmar Rebbe made it on the train. No one else knows that the Dvar Yeshua was also on the train. Okay, so the Dvar Yeshua was also saved, and he ended up writing a lot of Shas and Tshuvas, six volumes called Shas and Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua, where he comes up with the same chap, that the whole yisoid of music is when the music is going to cause simcha. If it's not there to create a simcha atmosphere, it's just there for other reasons, it's not included in the prohibition. And that's really the rule of thumb that people have to keep in mind with music. Let's say, for example, you have a bad migraine, and somehow listening to music will just, you know, make it manageable. So I think that's okay. I put over here just to put down that Shmuel Kamenetsky talks about the case where someone needs it just to, like, he talks about the case of the car, or someone needs it just to get you to normal, to regulate, then it is not usr. So that's the idea. So there's really two major thought processes, that either somehow it's connected to Rikul Mechales, or somehow it's included in the prohibition of all year long. The other thing which we didn't get to is, what about doing dangerous things during Sfira? Everyone knows that during the 3 weeks we don't do dangerous things. So the assumption is the 3 weeks is Taka Zman Perenis, is a dangerous time, but you may ask Sfira is not a dangerous time. So whatever you're going to do on Sfira, you could probably do during all year long. They quote over here from the Stipler that the Stipler said you're allowed to go swimming in the ocean during Sfira. And someone came back to the Stipler one year, there was Nebuchadnezzar, a bunch of Beis Yaakov girls went swimming in the ocean and they drowned. So they tied it to the Stipler, it's because it was Sfira. The Stipler says, no, it's because they went swimming and there were no lifeguards and they didn't know how to swim and that's why they drowned. You know, that was the Stipler's response. So Pashtis, we assume, not like that. Although Reb Shmuel Vozna has a Chiddush, he thinks you should have moved apartments or homes during Sfira. That's not, Reb Yashiv disagreed with that, but the assumption is, and the mistake, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, people compare the 3 weeks to Sfira. It's a faulty comparison. The 3 weeks has a certain thing called Zman Peronius, which you don't have by Sfira. Therefore, the halachas do not follow through. So halacha ma'isa, they're not the same. Mitzvah, next week, we're going to talk about Lag Boimer, what exactly is the Yom Tif, and when exactly does the Heterim start for Lag Boimer, how early can one shave and make a chas.